Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Single best idea, and it's a different single best idea. We had a magical day today in the jobs report. The team literally blew up the show. We had people calling in. We didn't know who they were. They just want to come on, and we're like, no, no. And we said, yes, no, yes, whatever. And it was right to the end. We finished week with Ed Ludlow of Bloomberg Technology. I mean, I don't know why we did it. He had to brag about Chelsea beating Tottenham. But the answer is, after an exhausting week and the amazing jobs report and the ever more amazing markets overlaid by Amgen and Apple, is it was an extraordinary day to do a single best idea, and we're going to do it differently now. Sometimes, and I'll give you a window into the show, we have guests booked up sequentially, and they're listening before they go on. And we've got a Zoom loop where I see some of the Zooms, but the control room sees all of the Zooms. And I don't know who's listening, who's not, but they like to listen into the show to get a sense of what we're talking about. So Mark Zandi's on from Moody's Analytics, iconic. And all of a sudden I learned Claudia Sahm is listening because she's on deck. And so we do we call it an audible, and we literally say, let's audible this and bring in Zandi and Sahm together. How special is this? And to explain this to you, this is University of Pennsylvania academics with Michigan academics and Michigan economics. And they're really the historical construct of every college is different. And Penn is decidedly nuanced and different and interesting than the really world-class work at Michigan as well. Here together, Mark Zandi and Claudia Sahm.
I think the low on unemployment, correct me if I'm wrong, Claudia, I know you look at it really carefully, it's like 3.4 not too long ago, maybe 6-9 months ago. We're at 3.9. You know, your rule of thumb, your heuristic would say we should be nervous about recession here in the not too distant future. Do I have that right? And what would it take for your alarm bells to go off that unemployment's rising too high, too fast?
Anytime we see the unemployment rate rise, we should keep an eye on it. Like, that's not a good thing. Now, this is for the unemployment rate, and in general, I look at the three-month averages. And so the low that we saw last year was 3.5% of that three-month average, and today we're on average at 3.8%. So 0.3 percentage point rise, sometimes that comes into a recession, but it is not a reliable indicator that we are in one. That reliable indicator would be a 0.5 percentage point. Like I said, we should always pay attention to rise in the unemployment rate, and yet there are not alarm bells here.
Really special. Mark Zandi, Moody Analytics, and Claudia Sahm now at New Century. Greatly appreciate that moment. Really, really a special. People say to me, what's the most special economics moment that we've ever had? And there's, you know, this is one day in Chicago. I had the honor of interviewing the laureates, Friedman and Lucas, back to back. But I would say in all the years, the most amazing two and fortuitous conversation was Kenneth Rogoff and Joseph Stiglitz together in Davos. And I do want to point out for your weekend reading, Joe Stiglitz out with a magnificent new book. Every conservative should read it. Every liberal. To me, it's got the tone of his globalization and our discontent. So we'll have to see how the Stiglitz puts done. We'll get the laureate on here in the coming days. He's doing a media tour. He's doing The View and, you know, Kelly Clarkson and, you know, the rest of them as well. We'll get Joe Stiglitz on here at some point.
Inflation, market volatility, economic insecurity. Who isn't looking for greater retirement security these days? As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide helps millions of people invest in their financial futures. With client-friendly resources and innovative solutions, Nationwide supports financial professionals so they can help clients feel more confident in their retirement years. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4x points on your top two eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
that was a shock last night to see what Apple did with their cash flow. It's not whether I predict it or not, and I don't do buy, hold, sell. But certainly the dividend increase of 4%, the $110 billion share buyback, a record buyback in our history, speaks volumes. Someone that could collate all of this with the economics of the moment, but also critically with the stock market and the lift up we've seen today, is Jurrien Timmer, without question, the most sophisticated chart analysis in the world. Here is Jurrien Timmer of Fidelity.
So the good news for this year, and why I think that the cyclical bull market is not over yet, is that earnings are growing. You know, started with the fourth quarter earnings season. That was a really good, solid one. This one is another solid one. You know, 80% beating by 9 percentage points or so. That's fairly, you know, typical. Companies generally beat, but the earnings momentum is there, and that takes the pressure off the Fed to immediately give the market those rate cuts that, you know, it craved just 6 months ago. And the Fed is not, you know, that restrictive. It's restrictive. You know, if inflation's 3.5, if that's where we're settling in for now, and a real rate of 1%, you're looking at 4.5 as the neutral rate. The Fed's at 5.375. Most versions of the Taylor rule that I track are between 5 and 6. So Fed's where it should be, and the market is not overly dependent on rate cuts here, I don't think.
Way too much math there and dynamics for a Friday, no question about it. Jurrien Timmer, just outstanding. I want to make clear, we did that conversation before the jobs report, and I'm not going to mince words. It would have been a different Jurrien Timmer 7 minutes later when we did get the stunning jobs report. We're out on Apple CarPlay, Android Play as well. Somebody wrote in, they said, is Lisa Mateo in Miami at Formula One? Jason Kelly's there. I thought Lisa was there with him. She's out in Chicago with Anna Raghurana, doing a wonderful panel. So we say maybe we'll have Lisa Mateo with us back on Monday. We're on YouTube. Search Bloomberg Podcasts. Again, Bloomberg Podcasts is sort of the foundation of what we're piecing together in this new digital world. And on Apple Podcasts, it is Single Best Idea.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.